Hey, this is Dr. Leung. This is Dr. Leung, a neurologist in Pleasanton. This is the painful patient. Last name is Gray, G-R-A-Y. First name is Lewis, L-U-I-E-S. I'm sorry, L-U-I-S. Date of visit is May 15, 2025. Nick Berg of a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury for patient in 2007. Time my patient was playing soccer. First up, it was in Virginia. First up, a patient tells me that during the soccer playing time, he hit his head against another person's head. First up, patient tells me that it was a head-to-head injury. First up, a patient tells me that he does not remember which part of the head got hit. First up, after that, he got dizzy. First up, he did not lose consciousness. First up, patient had the nausea and vomited. First up, patient tells me that he has some head pain. First up, patient tells me that he's seen the doctor. Patient tells me that he did not feel right for the next couple of days. First up, my next paragraph. Patient tells me since the event, comma, patient has headaches. First up, patient has intermittent headaches. First up, the headaches are not every day. First up, it comes intermittently. First up, patient also tells me that he has poor memory. First up, patient tells me that his memory is not as good as before. First up, next paragraph. Patient tells me that he's working in the office as office worker. First up, patient does paperwork. First up, patient tells me that his poor memory is affecting his job. First up, patient tells me that he does not remember task duty sometimes. First up, he also tells me that his headache is also affecting his concentration at work. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient. Injury was not severe enough to cause traumatic brain injury. It is my opinion that that the head-to-head hitting with another player during a soccer match, comma, in 2007 in Virginia was not severe enough to cause traumatic brain injury. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is N-G-U-Y-E-N, first name is Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y, date of visit is May 14, 2025. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in September of 2023. First up, patient was driving a motor vehicle on I-80 in Sacramento, California. First up, patient was on the freeway. First up, patient was suddenly rear-ended by another car. First up, he tells me that the headrest airbag deployed, comma, and it went off, comma, and hit the back of the head. First up, he tells me that the airbag impact from the headrest was significant. First up, he hit the head, and he has a significant headache from it. I did not lose consciousness. First up, however, he had confusion, disorientation, a memory deficit, comma, does not remember what happened immediately after that, comma, nausea symptoms. First up, he tells me that his memory was poor for the next 4 days. First up, a patient was seen at the base. First up, patient was diagnosed with concussion. First up, next paragraph. Since the event, a patient has significant memory problems. First up, his memory is poor. First up, a patient has difficulty focus and concentrate. First up, patient need to constantly what he's doing repeatedly a lot. First up, a patient has difficulty concentrating, focus at work. Next paragraph. Patient is currently working in cosmetics as a laser hair removal. First up, a patient tells me that his memory problems affecting his job duties. So first up, sometimes he will forget what he needs to do. First up, a patient also tells me that his concentration and focus is affected at work. This marks the identification. Next patient last name is S-A-V-O-I-E. First name is H-I-R-O-K-I. Date of visit is May 13, 2025. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient was in a military camp, in Kuwait. Kuwait in 2023, first up. Vision was walking in the parking lot, first up. Suddenly, he tells me that he collapsed and fell to the ground and hit the head, first up. Vision tells me that he lost the consciousness abruptly and hit the back of the head as he landed on the ground, first up. Vision had complete loss of consciousness, first up. Vision woke up in the ambulance, first up. Vision went to the hospital, first up. Vision was diagnosed with syncope, first up. However, Vision had severe head pain in the back of the head, first up. Vision was confused and disoriented. First up, Vision had confusion for the next few days. First up, next paragraph. First up, Vision tells me that since the event, comma, Vision has recurrent headaches. Patient has recurrent headaches. Patient have headaches once a week. First up, but they're in a band-like distribution. First up, they could come randomly. First up, but next to paragraph. Patient is currently working as a firefighter. First up, patient tells me that the random headaches affecting him do his job. First up, patient tells me that headaches are affecting his concentration and focus at work. First up. It is affecting him to focus as a firefighter. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, in 2023, comma, patient had a syncopal episode, comma, suddenly fainted and landed onto the ground. First up, as he was landing on the ground, comma, hit the back of the head. First up, when he woke up, comma, patient severe head pain in the back of the head. First up, patient woke up with confusion, disorientation. First up, patient had severe head pain. First up. Since then, he's been having intermittent headache and random headaches. It is my opinion the headaches are results from the traumatic brain injury. First up, Vision had a significant impact in the back of the head, resulting in this concussion and severe head pain. It is my opinion that patient has sustained a traumatic brain injury. Next patient, last name is. Comber. First name is Jake, Jake. Their visit is May 13, 2025. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. A patient tells me that he sustained traumatic brain injury in July of 2008. Patient tells me that he was in Iraq. Patient tells me that he was involved in several large explosions from disposing roadside bombs. He clearly remember every time there was a bomb. He would have a lose of consciousness for a few seconds. A patient tells me that he would complete lose consciousness and fell to the ground. When he woke up, a patient of severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, a patient tells me that this happens at least three times in Iraq. Next paragraph. Since this event, comma, patient has a chronic headache, comma, memory deficits, comma, difficulty thinking, ringing the ears, sleep problems, fatigue, mood swing, depression, and anxiety. Patient also tells me that sensitivity to light and sound. Next paragraph. Patient's currently working as in law enforcement as a policeman. Patient tells me that his memory loss and headaches are significantly affecting his job. Patient has difficulty to write reports. His memory is affecting him to write his report. Chronic headaches also affecting his concentration and focus at work. The light sensitivity and sound sensitivity also affecting him doing police work. Next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. In 2008, CosmoVision was involved in a bomb explosions in Iraq. CosmoVision was working as a disposing roadside bombs. It was his job to dispose bombs. There were at least three large bomb explosions, resulting in him to lose of consciousness and fell to the ground. CosmoVision tells me that when he woke up, CosmoVision had severe headache, confusion, disorientation, and ringing in the ears. Since then, Vision has significant chronic daily headaches, memory problems, difficulty concentration and focus, fatigue, ringing in the ears, sensitivity to light and sound. It is my opinion that the large explosions resulted in loss of consciousness, followed by headaches, confusion, disorientation, memory problems. These are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. It is my opinion that patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. This marks the denotation.